بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وآله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا فما بعد. My brothers and sisters, I promised to tell you some stories yesterday. So let me tell you at least one of them. Some of you have heard these many times before. Alhamdulillah, this is good because we need reminders, and reminders are beneficial. The famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Ad-dunya mazra'ul akhirah." He said, "The dunya is the tills. It is the cultivation. It is the fields. It is the agriculture of the akhirah." This is something that I want to mention to you, and this also links with the module of the Seerah Solution Workshop that we are going to start with today, which is a module on money. And that is the unique Islamic approach to the affairs of the world, to money, to business, to employment, and so on and so forth. The Islamic view is different from the view of most other religions, and sad to say also different from the view that we were taught in the name of Islam earlier. People taught us a view as the Islamic view, which was actually not Islamic. And that, what I'm referring to is that we were told, and this is the view of most other religions, it's definitely the view in Christianity, it's the view in Hinduism, it's the view in Judaism, and so on, that in order to succeed in the hereafter, you must reject this world. But this is the view that is generally taught, and this is the view that, as I said, sadly, this is the view that we were also taught. That in order to succeed in the hereafter, you should reject this world. Leave this world. This world is not for you. Leave this world. Now, I am saying to you the opposite. The Islamic view is, you should take this world. You should love this world. Now, you might say, well, you know, this is very different from whatever you have heard. How can I, in my role as a teacher in a Seerah class, tell you that the Islamic view is that you should love this world? And I will tell you why I say that. And as my dalil, I am using the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, where he said, "Ad-dunya mazra'ul akhirah." He said, "The dunya is this world. Is the tilth, it is the cultivation, it is the field for the akhirah." So tell me, if you take this view and this approach, a farmer who owns land, he owns fields, he does agriculture, does he love his land or no? Does he love his work? Any good farmer, does he hate the fact that he has to farm? Does he hate the fact that he has to go and till the fields, or does he love that work? I mean, my basic contention is that if you are good at anything, the first requirement is that you should love that work. If you don't love that work, you cannot be good at it. So when you say the farmer loves the cultivation, that he loves his agriculture, he loves his fields, Does it mean that he just goes and sits in the mud there, and he, you know, runs the mud through his fingers, and he feels the mud, and he says, "Oh, this feels so nice"? Does he do that? No. The love of the farmer for his fields, what is the expression of that love? The expression of that love is that he tills the fields, he plants his crops, and he harvests a very good harvest at the end of the year. That is the sign of loving the field, loving the agriculture. So when I say that the Muslim view is that the Muslim must love this dunya, what is the meaning of that? It means to use the dunya for the purpose for which this dunya was created, which is Mazra al Akhirah, as the tilth and cultivation for the Akhirah. The farmer is not tilling the field for the sake of the field. He is tilling the field for the harvest which he will take and he will put it in his warehouse, and then he will sell that, the crop. So when I say that for us as Muslims, we must love this dunya, I don't mean just love this dunya for the sake of dunya, no. Use this dunya in order to build our akhirah. So therefore, everything that we do in this dunya must be weighed, must be assessed in terms of its effect on the akhirah. That is our single point of reference. Our single point of reference for every transaction, for every action, for every relationship, for every decision. Single point of reference. What is that? What is the likely effect of this thing on my akhirah? If the effect of this thing on my akhirah is good, then alhamdulillah, I will do it. If the effect of this thing on my akhirah is bad, I will not do it. If the effect of this thing on my akhirah is neither good nor bad, because there are some actions which are, they are not rewarding, at the same time they are not sinful, so you will not get punished. So this action is neutral. Should I do it or should I not do it? Sometimes you might argue and say, well, you know, it is neutral, so let me do it because I get some pleasure from it. My point is, before you answer that question, you ask yourself one more question, which is, what is your lifespan? Because any action, whether it's a good action or a bad action or an action which has no effect, either good or bad, is going to take up some part of your lifespan. It will take some time, even if it's 10 minutes, 5 minutes, 1 minute, it's coming out of your lifespan, right? So why would you want to waste your lifespan on an action which has no effect? Sure, it is not getting me punishment, but it's also not getting me reward. So I at that time, instead of doing this action, which was not evil, but it is also not earning me anything. So basically, effectively, what is it? It's a waste of time. Why would I want to waste my time when I could alternately be doing something which grants, which gives me and gets me a reward? Yes or no? So if I have an option here, I can earn a reward here, and I can still, it's still taking time. You're still spending the money or the time and so on, but it's not earning you any reward. Sure, it's not earning you punishment either, but it's still not earning you a reward. Why would any intelligent person do that? Especially when you know that whatever time it is still a debit transaction in your balance sheet. In the LEC, in the Leadership Excellence course, we actually do a balance sheet. I teach them how to do a balance sheet. Balance sheet of your life. So we do that. These people who have been to the LEC, they know that. We actually do a balance sheet of your life and say which are the credits, which are the debits. So any time that is spent on anything will go into your expenditure, will go into your debit. So therefore, this world is not something to be rejected. This world is not something to be engrossed in. This world is a tool. The purpose of a tool is to use the tool. And what is the use of that tool? To earn the akhirah. وَمَا تُقَدِّمُوا لِأَنفُسِكُم مِّن خَيْرٍ تَجِدُوهُ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ هُوَ خَيْرًا وَأَعْظَمَ أَجْرًا وَاسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ. Whatever you send before you will find it with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a very beautiful condition, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala jalla jalaluhu promised to reward us. And for us to understand what is that reward, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave us some numbers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Man ja'a bil hasanati falahu ashru amthaliha. Allah said, the one who comes to me with one good deed, I will give him 10 times that. In another place in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that to do one good deed, to spend one dinar, dirham, dollar, whatever, to spend one thing in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like planting one seed, and from that seed comes out a shoot, and this has 7 years. It's like corn or something, you know, rice, it has 7 years, and each year has 100 seeds. So Allah is giving us as an example to say that the reward of your deed, of one single deed, Allah will multiply that 700 times. And then my Rabb Jalla Jalaluhu does not stop with numbers. The counting is for you and me, it's not for him. He says, وَيُضَعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ وَاللَّهُ يُضَعِفُ لِمَنْ يَشَاءُ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will increase that according to his wish. It's not restricted to 700. 700 is just to give you an idea that this is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is doing. So now when I have an option, I have some money, I want to spend it on something which gives me, like many people ask this question, you know, I'm only watching football, I'm not doing anything haram. I love football, I'm watching football, you know, is it halal or haram? What is the answer? It's fine, no problem, go watch. But understand this one thing very clearly. There's no punishment. Please watch football, no problem. Watch cricket, watch basketball, whatever. No punishment. But ask yourself one question. Supposing you are lying on your bed and you are dying. Right? You are dying. This is your last moments of your life. And imagine at that time, Malakul Maut comes and Malakul Maut says, you know what? You got to go, you got to go. But if you want, I'm giving you a deal. Yeah, none of this is going to happen. Please understand this. I'm just giving you this as an example. Yeah, because I don't imagine that this will happen. No, it won't happen. What will happen is far more difficult. I'm just giving you a deal. So Malakul Maut comes and he says that, you know what, I'll give you a deal. And the deal is, all the time you spent watching football or cricket or basketball or whatever it was, I will give you that time, I'll add it back now. I will give you all that time now. Right? So all the time you spent, Super Bowl, this, that, whatnot, World Cup, I will add it all back to you now. But you have to pay for it. So now, at the time of your dying, if that time is being added back, even if it is one single hour, maybe you just watched football 1 hour in your entire life. I don't think there is any football fan like that in existence, right? In breathing, who watches football only for 1 hour. But I imagine, this particular guy who just watched football for one single hour only in his entire life. Now he's dying. Malakul Maut says, what will you pay for that 1 hour? What's the value of that 1 hour? It's not the question of 1 hour. At the time when I am dying, if I get that 1 hour, what will I do? I will spend that entire hour in sajda. No? I will go make wudu. I will pray 2 rakat of salah. I will be in sujood. I will be making istighfar to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I said, Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. Ya Allah, forgive me. I will be in that sujood until Malakul Maut takes my soul in salah, in sujood. Right? So Malakul Maut says, now, that's what I can give you. What will you pay for it? What is the answer? Anybody who believes in Allah, anybody who believes in the Day of Judgment, if he gets that choice, he will say, take anything. Take every single thing, including the clothes of my body, because they will give me a kafan. I don't even need these clothes. Take everything. Every cent. Every single thing that I own, take it and just give me that 1 hour, because this 1 hour will fix me for the rest of my akhirah. Alhamdulillah, I will inshallah al-mustan get Jannatul Firdausul A'la bi ghayri hisab, because my account will be clean before I go before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because I will ensure that everything is done. That is the value of that 1 hour which you are spending watching football, basketball, whatnot, 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 which you say, this is not haram. Yes, 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 it is not haram. You will not be punished, you will not be punished, you will not be punished. Let not somebody say that Yavar make meat haram. No, it is not. It is halal, halal, halal. But what is the value of that? Because it is earning you nothing. It is halal, but it is worthless. Allah is not rewarding you for watching that. I am not even saying that watching it you are missing salah. No, no, no. You are a great guy. You will not miss salah. You will pray. All, leave all that. But the time that you are spending sitting there in front of the television set, enabling somebody else to make money at your expense, because you are freely donating your life. It is your life you are donating. Understand that time is life. You are freely donating your life to somebody else to make money at your expense. That is your choice. You want to do that, go ahead, do that, no problem. But in the process, you are giving up the one asset that you cannot replace. And that is your life. You are giving that up. And I gave you a calculation so that you can calculate what that time is worth. There are a lot of IT guys here, right? I mean, I'm in consulting myself. I won't tell you what my hourly rate is, but you know what your hourly rates are, right? So I'm giving you a... If you say I'm donating my time, what is it worth? Take your hourly rate. That's what it's worth as far as your work is concerned. But I'm saying to you that that hourly rate of yours, you should really measure it in terms of when I am dying, if this can be given back to me, what will I pay for it? What is my hourly rate then? My brothers and sisters, this life, this dunya, is the only asset we have. And it is the most valuable asset we have, and that is our time. So choose wisely. Don't worry about whether it is halal or haram. It is not even, it should not even be possible for a Muslim to deliberately do something which is haram. So why are we even talking about it? I don't expect you to do anything haram. I'm sure you don't do anything haram. But even in the halal, there are things which earn, and there are things which do nothing. And my submission to you is that if you are an intelligent person, I am assuming you are, why would you deliberately choose something which has no reward when you could have at that time chosen to use that to earn reward? Simple logic. So give it some thought. Inshallah.
Wa sallallahu ala nabiyil kareem wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajmain bi rahmatika ya arhamar rahimin.